5266 and become a renewing member now.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Hello and welcome to News from the Boo, your weekly update about all that is going on in and around KBOO. Today, I'm so pleased to be joined by one of your board members, Kat Miao Garcia. The KBOO Board of Directors is looking to fill one open seat by appointment for a term ending in September 2018. And so Kat Miao is here to tell us all about it. Of course, you can find out more on KBOO.fm. Welcome, Kat Miao.
Thank you for having me.
Great. Tell us a little bit about you. What are you about?
Oh, I'm about a lot of things. I am very much interested in independent media. Growing up, a little mixed Czech, German, and Mexican kid in Idaho, I felt really isolated a lot of the times and definitely felt a lot of oppression, and internally and externally, of course. And I definitely did not see myself represented in the media very much, unless it was like a demified, you know, stereotype. So as I grew up, I found different kinds of independent media to be inclusive, more so than the mainstream media, and I wanted to continue working in that field, definitely. And so KBOO is part of that journey for me, which is great. And I also work at Open Signal, which is a public access television station, doing media education there. And our focus too there is also media literacy and social change and promoting justice, especially for those voices that are underserved.
Mm-hmm. And so you shared a little bit about maybe what is brought you to KBOO. Would you expand a little bit? Because you've been a listener, but also a volunteer and now a volunteer board member as well.
Definitely, yeah. So I had been listening to KBOO for quite a while because when I went to school in Olympia, Washington, I was studying film and did a documentary on independent media. And so I got to go to Chaos, which is the college radio station, and interview some folks there. And they let me know about KBOO down here in Portland. And when I graduated, I moved to Portland and I found it to be a really nice, welcoming environment. And one drive, folks were saying, you know, come on down and have a cup of coffee. And I take people at their word. So I love free stuff. So I came down to KBOO and every single person was so welcoming. And I asked about volunteering, got and started doing some data entry, which is sounds boring, but it's totally not. It's fun because if you're singing to yourself and bopping along, it's fun for me anyway. And it's awesome to see how many people support KBOO and how varying those economic demographics are. Then I unfortunately had a brush with the law while I was exercising my free speech downtown. Somebody was getting beaten up and I by the police, and I didn't want that to continue, so I put my body in between those fists and feet and the person that I cared about. And so then for my to pay my debt back to society for protecting another human being, I had to do 40 hours of community service.
Wow.
And I did that at KBOO, which was great because people were really supportive here, because with any brush with the law like that, you know, there's a lot of healing that has to happen. And KBOO was a great place to find community that supported me around that issue. So that's been really nice. The free coffee is continuous too. It's still going. It's still
it really
here.
Is. So now you're a board member. Can you tell us a little bit what a board member does and why you chose to become one for KBOO?
Wow, what does a board member not do is more the question. The board actually does quite a bit of work. The reason I wanted to apply was I wanted to do a little bit more for KBOO. I'm not like super wealthy or anything. So my small, you know, EFT, electronic funds transfer every month isn't that much. And I wanted to give back more. And I also am really like the mission statement of KBOO, so I wanted to continue supporting that. And I thought, oh, well, I'm a grown-up now. I can join a board, right, if I get elected. So, I filled out the application, and I came down, and I got elected. And so then basically what the process was, there are a bunch of different committees. And through those committees, the board does lots of different things. So there's, like, folks that are involved with events and development and governing. And so I got involved in some of those, talking about different policies and whether or not those reflect our values of equity and social justice. That's actually been really exciting, and it's one of my favorite things about being on the board is I really want to be here for people who feel marginalized and make space for that and make space on the airwaves for that. Those voices are important to me because I identify with being marginalized a lot of the time. So that's kind of what I'm doing on the board. We meet like once a month. Our committees also meet independently of the board meetings. And there's a lot more going on than you would think at KBOO.
So to clarify the time commitment, because I think you shared that is very important. So there's one once a month meeting, mm-hmm. and then there would be at least another meeting that people would attend for a committee that they would join.
We ask that each board member be on at least one committee.
Yeah. Great. So right now there is a open seat. So what would people do to apply for that?
Well, it's a fairly painless process. You can go onto the KBOO website, and there is a posting about the open seat, and there should be a link to an application. So you would fill out the application. We also have paper copies printed at the station. And that's always fun because, like I said, free coffee.
So what do you feel someone would want to join the board? Like, what do you want people to be aware of, maybe that you were not aware of before you applied, that you became aware of around your responsibilities as a board member? Or is there anything else that you feel could motivate people also to become board members?
Well, I'm a fan of the saying that you can't empower people or motivate people. People can only motivate and empower themselves. So ideally, a board candidate would be somebody who really wants to help KBOO stay true to the mission. Or if there's something that they don't like about the mission, it would be somebody who really wants that dislike or that altering view to be heard, because that's part of the whole deal with KBOO is hearing those voices. And then something that I wasn't aware of was how much gets talked about at board meetings and how much work there actually is to do. Sometimes the meetings are 3 hours, sometimes they're 4 hours. So dedicating that much time is really incredible and valuable. So mm-hmm. that would be something to be aware of, is that sometimes issues do come up. And so that's why the dedication and motivation is important, because you may be here an hour later than you thought.
Yeah. And from my experience as a board member, I feel like also something that I was not aware of before that I realized is how much of a team player you really have to be. Because even when you bring different perspectives and different visions for KBOO, you still need to be okay being part of this collaborative process, because it's 12 people mm-hmm. Who have those conversations together. So being able to be in the, I don't know if I want to say the messiness of conversations, but sometimes...
Conversations get messy, though, when you are trying to be equitable, because
exactly.
No one is raised exactly the same with exactly the same resources or access or morals or ethics. Yeah. So to come together in a consensus is sometimes messy. It's also one of the most wonderful processes I've ever been through. Honestly, the first time everyone, voiced their opinion at a board meeting, I was blown away by how we worked together through it. It's really incredible. And there's a lot of cool people on the board. P.S. It's kind of awesome. I wanted to definitely let members know that I was just a listener too, just a little volunteer. And I didn't really realize how much of a difference I could make and how important my voice really was. So if you're worried that, you don't have enough skills or you're not, professional enough or something to be on a board, let's break that mold. I would say don't be worried about your professional qualifications, because what we need are people who are dedicated to social justice and helping voices get on the air who are marginalized in our communities. So I'm also really appreciative about joining the board, is that everybody has been very kind while I've been learning my roles.
Right.
And I felt very supported in learning my roles. So that's, I wouldn't worry about that either. And that was something I was worried about when I joined. Was, oh, no, I'm not ready, but I was and I am. And so are you out there, you listening, thinking maybe I should join the board. Join.
Katmia, anything else you want to let our listeners know?
Just again that we are looking for to fill one seat. It would be lovely to meet you. And even if you're just kicking it around your head, just apply and see what happens.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us, Kat Miao. And thank you for all you do for our community. And again, you can go to kboo.fm or stop by the station to grab an application. Thanks for listening to News from the Boo. I'm Delphine Crescenzo. And next week, Gil Cardone will be your host. Good night.
Night.
You're listening to KBOO Community Radio. I'm Ruben Lawrence, and this is our spring membership drive. So you just heard about how you can support KBOO through joining the board. Since this is our spring membership drive, another way you can help support us is by calling us and becoming a sustaining member. So call us at 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. Right now and become a sustaining member, or go online at kboo.fm and click the donate button. Our listeners, like you, you're such an important part of all of our efforts at the station. So when you call into us to become a sustaining member, you're taking a stand for truth, freedom of information, and facts. You're part of our powerful movement of participatory independent media, and so we're calling on you now for your support. So call us at 877-500-5266. We are actually still in the, have a little bit of time left on our matching period. So we have an anonymous donor who has made a very generous offer to match the next $200 in donations that are called in during the evening news. Technically, you have another 4 minutes left approximately. So double the impact of your gift by calling 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. And again, you can also go online at kboo.fm. That's kboo.fm. And click the donate button. Our evening news brings perspectives, voices, and angles on the day's top news, and these are typically ignored by corporate media. Major news agencies have cut their reporting staff and original local news reports have become harder to find, and KBOO's volunteer newscast remains a reliable, homegrown news source. So I'm asking you to join our community project that is KBOO, and it's intended to create a more inclusive media. So join us now. Call us at 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. If you make a sustaining membership of $25 a month, you get a lovely KBOO Community Radio hoodie. And as I was saying earlier, although it's a cool day outside, if you put that hoodie on, you will certainly be hot. I'm telling you, all the cool kids will want to be you. So call us now, 877-500-5266. And become a sustaining member. For $25, you'll get a lovely KBOO hoodie. For $20 a month, we still have tickets to an evening with Chris Hedges. He's going to be giving speeches all about stopping fascism. So one of his speeches is on Friday, May 26th at the Aladdin Theater. Starts at 6 p.m. The doors open at 6 p.m. and the talk starts at 7 p.m. And you can get that for a minimum pledge of $20 per month. And that gets you a pair of tickets. On Saturday, May 27th, the doors for that event open at 1 p.m. and the talk starts at 2, and that is going to be between Chris Hedges and Joe Sacco. They're going to have a conversation on stage, and I think that they're going to have a lot of interesting things to say. So you can have two tickets for that if you commit to a pledge of $20 a month for a pair of those tickets. So call us now at 877-500-5266. Right now, that's 877-500-KBOO. You can also go online at kboo.fm, that's kboo.fm, and click the donate button. We know that you value the KBOO Evening News as an alternative to the mainstream 24-hour news cycle, but we break the news all the time that's important to you, your family, your neighbors. And the in-depth reporting you hear on the evening news here informs you. You know more about what's happening to share with the world around you. So now, more than ever, we need you to invest in the KBOO Evening News to ensure fearless reporting, thoughtful questions, and relevant local investigation. Take a moment now to show your support for news that matters. Call us at 877-500-5266 right now. That's 877-500-KBOO, or go online at kboo.fm. That's kboo.fm, and click the donate button. And even a sustaining membership of just $5 or $10 a month, it's a small expense, but a small expense can be a big part of your day, because KBOO is a major part of your day. If you're listening now, we enrich you and inform you regularly, and that's worth something. So if you value how KBOO informs you, call us and become a member now. Call us at 877-500-5266.
It's 6 p.m. and you're listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to host Chris Hedges Friday, May 26th at 7 p.m. at the Aladdin Theater in Portland. Hedges takes a provocative look at the current state of revolt in the United States and will recount the U.S.'s continuing history of domestic terrorism while outlining ways for communities to resist before it's too late. Again, that's Chris Hedges, Friday, May 26th at 7 p.m. at the Aladdin Theater, 3017 Southeast Milwaukee Avenue in Portland. More information